It's been a month of hectic headlines, but one new report went largely under the radar. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll be talking today about the latest info on religious persecution worldwide, what the implications are. And then stay tuned as we're given a peek into a trip aimed at equipping Kenyan believers for evangelism. Good news is coming, but let's start first with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who introduced the annual International Religious Freedom Report this month, which details the status of religious freedom around the world. While it hardly made a splash in the politically inundated news feeds, this report is an important one. David Curry of Open Doors USA says it helps us to see that religious freedom isn't just an issue for religious people, but rather for all people who care about human suffering.
It bolsters much of what we've been saying for these many years. And I think it gives people who have a secular worldview a lens with which to view what's going on around the world. This isn't just about Christians wanting to evangelize the world. This is about people who have human rights.
Truth is, religious persecution isn't just happening in a nation just here or there. It's happening globally.
So you look at it and you say, wow, 80% of the population of the world lives in these areas where they have major persecution and harassment, restrictions, hostilities that limit their freedom of religion.
After praying for the persecuted church, Curry says the best way to help is to contact your representatives and let them know you care about international religious freedom. The details can be found in the full story at missionnews.org. Next, imagine putting all of your time and energy competing against your peers to win a prize that won't last long. Sound unfulfilling? Well, Linda Pervanecki of China Partner will tell you that China's young people would agree.
There's very, very large competition for good jobs in China just for the fact that there's so many young people that are coming out of the education system that they always have to compete. And I think that just becomes exhausting over a long period of time.
That's why it's up to the church to show the next generation that there's hope and fulfillment in Christ. Still, that's easier said than done.
Churches in China are growing quite rapidly, actually, but the challenge of that is having enough youth workers or enough workers in general in churches that can continue to disciple people and grow people in the churches.
And that's why China Partner is providing resources for indigenous leaders.
We also try to match specific training in youth ministry so that volunteers or youth leaders that they have in their churches can get trained in order to start or continue to do youth ministries in a better fashion in their churches.
And World Mission recently returned from Kenya after working with local tribes to train Christian leaders on how to reach a new generation. Greg Kelly says that so far, it's a regular David and Goliath story.
Among the Turkana people, one of the largest people groups in the north that is largely without a gospel presence, we saw 36 new leaders who are training and launching into ministry.
The trip wasn't just about leadership training. World Mission volunteers were also distributing audio Bibles called Treasures that make hundreds of hours of translated scripture accessible to anyone.
People were coming from all over northern Kenya to receive a treasure. One person walked 6 hours just to receive a single treasure.
World Mission's working with tribes all across Kenya who've never heard of Christ's truth. And it's up to the handful of Christians who are on the ground and supports like you to pray that these people would hear the message of the gospel.
The hunger for the Word of God has just been so encouraging and uplifting. And these people are going back and they're setting up listening groups where hundreds of people are hearing the gospel for the first time.
But World Mission can't do it without your help. Want to distribute Treasure Bibles or help fund a trip? Well, we can connect you with more details at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.